Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Morning Mindset, a daily dose of practical wit and wisdom with a professional educator and trainer, Amazon best-selling author, United States Marine, television and radio host, Paul G. Markle. Each episode will focus on positive and productive ways to strengthen your mindset and help you improve your relationships, career goals, and overall well-being. Please welcome your host, Paul G. Markle.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, whether it's morning, afternoon, evening, whatever you happen to be listening to the podcast, the Morning Mindset Podcast. I know we've got morning in the title, and I'm assuming that most of you get up and listen in the morning, but you don't have to. You know, maybe morning for you is 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I don't know. What do we talk about? Oh, yesterday or a couple days ago, I'm not sure when this is going to be broadcast, but a few days ago, I decided to go out into the wide open country of Wyoming, as is my want and desire, because I am not under house arrest here. I can go and do what I want when I want to do it. So I was out and took my rifle for a walk, as I want to do quite often. And I experienced something that was pretty cool. I parked the truck and I got out and I was just standing in front of my truck, and I was out in what's called BLM land, or Bureau of Land Management. It's just basically wide open public land. And an eagle flew over. But it didn't just fly over. Like a lot of people say, well, I saw it, and it was up there. No, and a fully grown bald eagle, American bald eagle, flew over, and it circled, and it probably got within, I would say, 100 feet of where I was. I could see it clear as day. I could see his eyes, the head feathers, the tail feathers. He did it, and he seemed not at all to be concerned about me. He wasn't afraid of me. It might have been a she. I don't know. The eagle flew over, did several big looping, arcing circles over me. And I was just able to sit there, and it was very peaceful. It was quiet. There was no traffic. There were no other people around. It was kind of an amazing event. And it occurred to me that something like that, having an eagle fly over you and you know, communing with nature, it's something that you just have to let happen. You can't make it happen. In our world today, we like to have control. You know, we like to have control over everything, our information, and you know, people will place an order. And I know this because I have a company that does online sales. People will place an order, and if they don't know immediately where that order is and what the status is and when it's going to arrive, they get antsy and they send emails and so forth. They don't just place an order and let it happen. They have to have control over it. They have to manage it. But there are some things in the world that you just can't manage. You can't manage the weather, and you can't manage nature, and you can't force it to happen. It puts me in mind of I read, this is last year, but it was a photo. Someone took a photo of a guest book at the Yellowstone National Park. And one of the guests had written in the book, they had handwritten a comment in the book, and they were annoyed that they came all that way and didn't see any bears. They wrote in the comment that they had spent a lot of money and traveled to the park, and that the park officials needed to do a better job in their bear management, I guess, in their animal management, because they were extremely disappointed that they'd spent all that money and all that time to come there and not get to see any bears. Yes. Apparently, the person who wrote this comment thought that it was up to the park to organize and manage the bear activity so that the people could see it. I know you're laughing. You're like, no, Paul, that can't be. Well, it was a photo. I'm sure one of the employees wasn't supposed to do it, but they took a picture with their phone and put it out there on the internet. And you know how the internet is. Once it's out there, it's out there. Unless Google gets a hold of it and decides to scrub it. But it was out there for people to see. Sometimes you just need to let things happen. You need to get out there and let it happen. I couldn't have made that situation happen. I couldn't have planned it. I couldn't have managed it. The only reason that I was able to experience that really interesting, well, I'll say neat, cool experience of having an American bald eagle just fly over my head really close. It was amazing. I've never been that close to an eagle other than in the zoo. You have to do it. You have to let it happen. And I think often we forget about that. Often we forget that in order to have good things happen to us, sometimes we need to just go out there. We need to get out and allow things to happen. Now, I'm not saying, you know, put yourself in danger or jeopardy or anything like dumb like that, but often we need to realize that you can't control everything. You can't control how other people act or react. You cannot control nature. Some things you just don't have any control over, and you just need to experience it. You just need to be available. Sometimes when it comes to relationships, a good part of a relationship is not you controlling or managing the relationship. A good part of the relationship is you just being there and being accessible. Sometimes people will appreciate you, not because of what you've done or what you've controlled or what you've brought, other than the fact that you're there and that you've made yourself available. Yesterday or the day before, whenever you're listening to this, I made myself available to nature, and it just happened. That wasn't a guarantee. It wasn't something that I could force, but it did happen. Maybe you might want to do that. Maybe you need to remember that in your relationships, in your life. Sometimes you need to stop worrying about managing and controlling and just be available for the experience. Be available and let the experience happen. Sound good to you? All right, it sounds good to me. I'm your host, Paul Markle. And yes, indeed, I will talk to you again real soon.
Thank you for spending time with us today. To get show notes, submit a topic request, and for more from your host, Paul G. Markle, visit morningmindsetpodcast.com. That's morningmindsetpodcast.com. Please leave a review for this podcast on your favorite podcast player. We appreciate your time and effort, and we look forward to reading your honest feedback.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.